Time to bring in Mike Kazi, I do believe. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So it was a weird day in sports yesterday.
Okay.
Story number one, weird. A body was found in the beer cooler at Braves Ballpark.
Wow, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. Wait till you hear the next one. Story number two, and this is why it's weird, okay? Are you ready for this?
Yep.
A body was found at the home of Giants star cornerback Jenkins.
That one I knew.
Two bodies found, two different locations.
That's interesting.
That's a weird story.
Who was the guy in the beer cooler?
I'll tell you what. Let me find out here. Hang on a second here. Let me see if I can find out here. A worker. I guess what happened? A worker's body was discovered in the beer cooler.
It was hot in Atlanta. Maybe he went in there to take a nap and forgot to wake up.
It came hours before the Braves were to host the Cincinnati Reds. The body of a third-party contractor was found. The investigation is ongoing. So they didn't postpone the game or anything.
Nah.
And the next one is a body was found at the home of Janaris Jenkins.
Yeah, I heard the story, but I didn't hear much about that. If there were any gunshots or stabs or anything or what?
It was
OD. Didn't hear anything.
It was a family friend, Roosevelt Renee. No
yeah,
details.
Yeah, some guy, 25 years old, I think.
The manner of death is being determined by the medical examiner. They don't think that Jenkins is home at the house, but anyways, we'll see what happens.
So that could be drug-induced or something. Who knows?
It could be a friend. It could be anything. That doesn't necessarily mean that Jenkins did something wrong there.
Right.
But still, weird to have on the same day two stories like that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Do you want to go to the World Cup or baseball?
Baseball.
All right. Let's go to baseball.
Hey, once again, I think it's 2 days in a row now. Tampa Bay shut out Washington. Yesterday it was 1-0. Another big win, another big loss. How long is it going to be until Washington says goodbye to their manager?
Yeah.
Got to be soon.
And do you see the way Tampa Bay is doing this with their pitching rotation?
Yeah.
It's working right now.
It's not going to work forever. That's the whole thing.
It can't, but it's amazing. No. Every two or three innings, they bring in somebody.
Yeah. That doesn't work. Not over 162 games.
No, you got to wear everybody out.
Yep. Yeah. And last night, Kluber got clubbed by St. Louis. It was his shortest outing in his career. Just an inning and change as St. Louis whapped around Cleveland 11-2. The parade starts at 12 today. The Mets beat Pittsburgh 4-3. And the Yankees beat up on the Phillies 6-0 yesterday. Severino won his 12th game, first guy to 12 wins this year.
What happened to the guy, the Philadelphia picture, though?
Arrieta?
He looks terrible.
His contract with Satan expired. He's back to the same pitcher he was with Baltimore.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah, you know, he only had that 2-3 year run, and then he started falling apart with the Cubs about 3 years ago. So it's not like he became a top flight pitcher and held that level. He was good for a while, and then he fell back to whatever he was before too. So yeah, Arrieta's not the Arrieta that was a Cy Young winner.
No, I got home and I was watching the game. The Yankees just pounded. It could have been 12-0. There were some incredible. I mean, he just had nothing at all.
He's a sub 500 pitcher. His ERA is up there. He's just a regular Joe. He's not that good anymore.
All right, and Sandy Alderson has resigned. His cancer has come back. For the Mets. We wish him well, even though the team is terrible and not necessarily the greatest general manager. We just hope that he can beat it a second time.
I was coaching my game last night, and I got a text that he's out. And I was like, good, the Mets need to get rid of him. And then when I came home, I found out that the circumstances, and that's not good. You know, the Mets needed to get rid of him, but this is awful.
Yeah, it brings the game and everything into perspective.
You don't wish this on anybody.
No.
You know, the only thing you can do now is wish the best for him.
All right. Now, a little close to home, just down the Hudson River a ways, Derek Jeter is selling his $15 million home.
Oh, nice.
It's got a castle on the site.
That's probably a cannon or something on it.
50, it's right on the river, so there might be a cannon on it. Yeah, $15.4 million is the asking price.
I guess he has to make payroll for the Marlins next week.
Anyways, so I just thought you'd be interested. I thought maybe, you know, you might want to put an offer in on it.
Yeah, I'll send him $20.
That's right. Can I stay there?
Speaking of Marlins, with the Mets' win last night, the Marlins and the Mets are both with 32 wins for the worst record in the National League. Even the Reds have more wins than them.
Well, it's going to be a race to the bottom to see who wins. I've got a feeling the Mets are going to win.
Nah, Miami will fall apart even worse than they already are. But the thing with the Mets is Miami might have some young guys that are trying to play baseball. The Mets don't have that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. We got to remember the Mets started off 11-1.
That's it, 11-1. That's 10 games over 500. Now they're 13 games under 500. That's a 23 game swing.
Oh man, that's unbelievable.
Yep. Talk about swinging. Arkansas won yesterday. They won Game 1 of the World Series. They beat Oregon State 4-1. So. Tonight's a possible wrap-up game for Arkansas to win the World Series.
Wow, Arkansas.
Yeah, hey, it's college baseball, man. It's the way it goes.
I can't stand the way they spell their name, Arkansas.
Well.
Arkansas.
Yep.
My first job in radio, I said Arkansas. The news director came in to me. I was 16 years old and said, son, if you're going to be in this business, you have
to learn how to say the right words.
No, he says, you have to learn all 50 states.
There you go. Well, our prior president said there were 54, so at least you know how many there are. Hey, the Red Sox whopped up on the Angels yesterday, yeah. 9-1, and 14 hits. They're playing good ball. No doubt about it.
Hey, you know, the Yankees and the Red Sox have a lot of similarities in their clubs. They both hit multiple home runs. The Yankees lead the league in multiple home run games. The Red Sox are one game behind. They both have a good starting pitcher, and then the rest of the pitching staff isn't that great. The Yankees have a better bullpen, but I think the Red Sox have a better hitting lineup. What I mean hitting lineup, mm-hmm. on base. It's amazing the similarities between the teams. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like we'll get a barn burner, hopefully, right down to the end of the season.
No, if it comes down to that, the Yankees are the better team because they're not much better, but they have a better start and rotation, and they definitely have a better bullpen.
All right.
Very quietly, Jose Altuve is leading the league in hitting again at .345.
Yeah.
He's guy's something. A machine. He got off to a bad start this year, too.
He's something. What a fire plug. Honest to God.
Good ball player.
Yeah, real good ball player.
And Morton struck out 13 last night as they shut out the Blue Jays 7-0. Houston with another win.
All right. Is that it?
I think we got it covered.
All right. Well, I'll check with you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
See who bodies found where.
Here we go.
All right, goodbye. Mike Cozzi. With the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.